Just this last Tuesday, the Archdiocese invited all the parishes in the Archdiocese of Cincinnati to be part of this program called The Light Is On For You. It was an evening where all the parishes and the entire Archdiocese of Cincinnati kept their doors open and lights on from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. and anybody could walk in to the Sacrament of Reconciliation. We at this parish invited our first Holy Communicants to make their first reconciliation, so we had about 27 kids over here making their first reconciliation, and that's just very precious to me. These little kids who come a little, you know, apprehensive, and it's just adorable the way they sit down and make their confession. And I'll tell you, I mean, it's not childish. Some of them really thought through their lives, but because they come with a little apprehension, when it is all over, it's beautiful to see that sense of relief. And some kids, this is how they walk out of their confessional. In one sense, you know, the relief is, gosh, it wasn't too bad, you know, this is done. On the other hand, see, that is what the mercy of God does. And then there were adults. I was in the confessional till 10:05. And there were people who came, and there were people who came after 7 years, 9 years, 15 years, 25 years, 35 years into the sacrament. And I'll tell you, of course, they don't do the little jig, but when they left, you know that the mercy of God has touched them. It was precious. I could have sat here till midnight. I was not even tired. It was an amazing, amazing evening. In many ways, I want to thank Pope Francis for putting that word mercy like a neon sign over the entire Catholic Church, because I think this program would have meant something completely different but for Pope Francis and his advertising the mercy of God. People felt like they could walk into a church and access God's mercy. And so today in the Gospel reading, we have one of those many passages in Scripture that makes faith what it really is all about: the mercy and the love of God. That's what faith is all about. And the more I'm living my priesthood each day, the more I'm getting convinced that the mercy and the love of God, that is at the very core of who we are as believers in Jesus Christ. And the story of the Samaritan woman is one of the most powerful stories of God entering into the lives of individuals and transforming them and the meaning of their lives. That's a very powerful story. And I want to use the story, and we are halfway through Lent. I'm going to use the story to help us somehow navigate the rest of the 3 weeks of Lent. Some points for us to focus on, my three practical implications. First of all, this story invites us to think of God in a very big way. God is bigger than we ever imagine. See, the story of the Samaritan woman reminds me of me. I think of how the Samaritan woman came to the well with a jar. Do you get the contrast? Here is the well. The well. And she came to the well with a jar. That reminds me of me. Very often I come to God with my little jar. And that's all I want God to do. Dear God, make sure dad is okay. Make sure God, my day goes okay. Dear God, bless me. Make sure I have enough money. Make sure I can forgive this person. I come with my jars. I think at some point, every one of us has to leave our jar at the well. God is this big. Sometimes we limit God and we make God this small. All we want God is to fill our jar. But God says, if only you knew who is speaking to you, I would have given you living water, and this water will become a well inside you. Drop your jar because you have come to the well. And you see this played out in today's first reading. The people of Israel, they come to the desert and they are thirsty. They forget who they are dealing with. They forget the past. They forget the future God is leading them to, and they begin to grumble. They are thirsty. They forgot that they are dealing with the very well of life. How often something happens in our life and we say, God, why are you doing this to me? Drop the jar. God is bigger than the jars we bring to God. And so today's second reading is ever so powerful. It's one of my, not, this is the favorite scripture that I have. God's love has been poured into our hearts. God just didn't give us a drop of love and said, now deal with that. God doesn't just fill our jars. God says, the living water, it'll come, it'll become a living spring inside you. Let God be God. Let's drop our jars and come before God to fill our lives. Secondly, since this woman came to faith, the Samaritan woman, I want to talk about faith. What does faith and religion and our religiosity and our prayer and our spirituality and our theology and our rituals and our tradition, what does it all mean? What is faith? When Jesus spoke faith to the Samaritan woman, he was talking about the well. She began to talk theology. It was intellectualism. Maybe she did not want to engage Jesus on a deep level. Maybe she did not want Jesus to go down where it hurts. But she began to talk about Jacob and the difference between the Jews and the Samaritans. She began to talk about how Jacob gave them this well and how you people worship in Jerusalem and we worship. I mean, she was having this conversation that is so heady up there. But once she met Christ, all those things went to the periphery. Faith is about standing face to face with Christ. And until that happens, I think we'll be busy with our little jars. We'll be busy with our little theologies, or standing before the well, standing before the Messiah. The Samaritan woman is trying to teach him about religion and faith. How small that was. The Messiah stands in front of her. So the question that I'm asking you and me, both of us, I'm asking is, listen, what is faith and religion for me? Is it a set of doctrines? Is it about intellectual ideas? Is it about laws and sacramental obligations? Is it a way to somehow get to heaven? Is it about saying prayers? Is it a crutch for me to get through life? And I'm not saying that these things are not important. Of course, they are part of our faith. But Faith and religion, first and foremost, is about standing face to face with Christ and just opening our lives completely to God, to Christ. Look into this man's eyes and allow him to look into your eyes. And the Samaritan woman, when Jesus asked, "Bring me your husband," she was wriggling out of the answer, right? And Jesus says, "Come on. Look into the eyes of Christ. Let Christ look into your eyes." That is the beginning. That is the first and foremost thing about faith. At some point of our lives, we must let Christ touch us at the very core of our being. And until this happens, faith is something. But when you encounter Christ, then faith becomes somebody, becomes a person. We are here for Mass this morning. Why are we here for Mass? Because this is an obligation. This is something we just do. I feel guilty if I don't do this. Or are we here because right on this altar is Christ who's come to meet us face to face? I'm thrilled with what this woman does. This is my third point, after she encounters Christ. And these days, the phrase or the concept of new evangelization is very, very popular. Everybody's talking about new evangelization. John Paul II started that. Benedict spoke much about it. And now Pope Francis. We're all talking about new evangelization. Not just evangelization, but new evangelization really means taking the gospel to the world. My understanding of evangelization from this particular passage and what the Samaritan woman teaches us is very helpful to me. See, for a very long time, by evangelization was meant getting other people to accept Christ. And it was so important to us that sometimes we compelled people to accept Christ under threat. I remember back in India, when the colonizers first came to India, the local population, if they were, did not become Christian, they could not get government jobs. So thousands became Christians. And we thought we were doing a very holy thing. Evangelization meant somehow making people believe in Christ and baptizing them. And even today, for many people, evangelization is about getting the other person to agree to my point of view. But you see, evangelization is not a contest. Evangelization is not about who wins and who loses. Evangelization is about telling the world my story. That's what the Samaritan woman did. She went to the whole village and she said to them, "Come meet the man who has told me everything I have done." That's all she said. She didn't ask them, "Are you saved?" She didn't ask them, "If you don't believe in Jesus, you're going to go to hell." She didn't do any of that. She merely said, "This is my story." And then she gets out of the picture. Scripture tells us that the whole village believed not because of her and her words, but because they came to faith in Jesus. All the Samaritan woman did was made sure that this person and Jesus met. That's all she did. And then she walks out of that picture. So here's my suggestion to you. This week, you'll meet I don't know how many people. Don't judge them, don't condemn them, don't threaten them. Merely tell your story. I believe every person here has had an encounter with Christ. At some point, you've stood face to face with God. Am I wrong in that? We are a people of faith. We know Christ. This week, please tell somebody your story. Just let them and Christ meet. And you get out of the picture. The Holy Spirit will do the rest. So what a powerful reading this is, huh? The story can transform and change our lives. So as the bread and wine is brought forward and we have Jesus right here, folks, this is the well. This is the well. This is the Christ who can transform and change the very meaning of our lives. This is life and goodness and holiness and eternity and salvation. Please, let's drop our jars here today. Let's stand face to face with Christ. Let's expose our lives and let Christ scrutinize us. Let Christ transform us. And then when that has happened, let's go and tell people our story. If we do that, I think we can stand before Christ with our heads held up high and accept salvation. People of God said, Amen.